Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. The past few weeks, we've been featuring this year's inductees into the South Dakota Hall of Fame. And today, we'd like you to get to know Jeff Schurschlicht. After earning a degree in business and insurance, Jeff returned to Sioux Falls and worked in the family business, where he is now president and CEO. Jeff specializes in insurance and risk management. He joins us now via telephone. Jeff, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Oh, can't complain. It's a beautiful day in South Dakota.
Yes, sir. Sometimes we can learn a lot when we know more about one's upbringing, Jeff. So let's start by telling us about your mom and dad, Lester and Arlette.
Well, they were both South Dakota residents. My dad was born, I think, in Yankton, and my mom in Hills. Well, my mom in Sioux Falls, but her parents were from Hills, Minnesota, I think. And ultimately, my dad was the first one of his family that got to go to college, the last one of six kids, and the GI Bill allowed him to do that. And that's how he ended up in a career in the insurance business. And I was fortunate to follow, you know, in my dad's footsteps. Him and I had a good relationship, and he encouraged me to pursue a career in insurance, and, you know, that's kind of how I got going in the business that way. My mom would have been a typical stay-home mom, taking care of four kids. She kind of provided the zest for life. She loves to travel. She loves to learn new things and do new things, and so, you know, I guess I had a pretty, I call it a beaver cleaver upbringing.
Did you and your four siblings have an atypical relationship growing up, or were you guys all pretty close?
Well, you know, we were almost two families. I had a brother and sister that were like 6 years older, six years older than me. And then I came along and I had a younger brother that was 2 years younger than me. So it was almost kind of a two family scenario, you know, just because of that spread and et cetera. You know, we're probably, you know, today I'm, you know, I know, you know, closer to my brothers and sisters that are older than I would have been as a little kid probably, you know. But yes, again, very typical. You know, my sister and her husband, which would be my brother law live in Sioux Falls and been around here. My two other brothers have been more West Coast living and doing in the financial services industry, not insurance, but both of them are West Coast people.
Jeff, as we grow up, we're instilled with values from our parents, and I'm sure that took place for you. What can you tell us about certain values that you grew up with that still may hold true today?
Well, you know, again, I think it really starts with, you know, hard work, you know, dedication to doing hard work, doing the best that you can. You know, that seems cliche, but it really does go to that in a sense. You know, I really look, and my dad was very influential in really driving, you know, the concept of giving back to your community, to the things that you're passionate about, you know, that way. And so I've been involved in, you know, kind of a lot of philanthropy, involved in a lot of, you know, fund drives that help our community and do good things for kids in parks. That's kind of special. And then ultimately I grew up, you know, living in Sioux Falls and going to school in New York City, big city type stuff. But I love the country. I love outdoors. I love wildlife, you know, native grasses and taking care of really, you know, the environment that way as well. So all of that really came back from my early beginnings of hard work, you know, kind of giving back to your community and to your church or whatever, and giving back in various ways to nature. So that's just kind of been overriding things that I've tried to follow over my years and make my parents proud and you know, be respected in the community, I guess.
So let's go back to the mid-1970s. You went off to St. John's College in New York City. How was that transition in those days from South Dakota to New York?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I look, first of all, it was 1974, and first of all, it was the first airplane ride I ever took. Okay, now that's hard for when I look at my grandchildren. I got little grandchildren. We've flown halfway around the world probably with them already. But that was really the first airplane ride I ever took, number one. Number two, unlike what maybe you see today, which isn't bad, I was dropped off in New York. I never visited New York. My parents didn't come along with me with New York. I got dropped off at LaGuardia Airport with seven bags and to make my way, figuring out how to get down to Lower Manhattan. You know, so that's just all part of learning how to grow up, I guess. And you know, to some degree, you know, today we might enable our children too much. We may give everybody blue ribbons rather than you know, being involved in competition to make teams and et cetera. I don't know. That's just the change in society. But I look at some of those things as really causing me to grow up, to learn how to fend for myself, and to learn that the world is a lot bigger than maybe our little Beaver Cleaver world of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So to me, it was obviously I felt help mold my character and make me tougher, if you want to come down to it, and you know, realizing, you know, what the world is about.
Your attraction to St. John's College must have been your field of study, which was business and insurance. Was this done by design because you knew you wanted to come back and work in the family business?
Yes, and then back in the mid-1970s, there was only four, basically, universities in the country that were giving a major in insurance. So really, my major was in insurance and my minor in business. And so that was, I looked at the four different institutions, one being Iowa State down in Iowa. There was a few others around the country, but the St. John's College of Insurance program was very unique. It was a work-study program. And so it really helped build, I guess, a good base to be a professional in my industry.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Our guest today is Jeff Schurschlicht. He's going to be inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame next week. Jeff, you're a very local guy, and you believe in doing business locally. Explain from your point of view why that is so important.
Well, obviously, it's community. You know, and you grow up in your community. Your employees are in the community. Your clients are in the community. Your family grows up in the community. So giving back, and you want to do it, you know, throughout maybe the territory, but, you know, even the history of Hoa McDowell would have been, we were much more focused on Sioux Falls, and obviously as we continued to grow, we became more of a regional organization. But, you know, basically a community, and a community as great as Sioux Falls, that really has the culture of giving back, you know, the things it does for the United Way, its philanthropic approach to things, I think it just helps to help, you know, attract employees. It helps build the culture of your business. And so, you know, again, you know, you can't maybe solve the world's problems that easily, but maybe you can help make a difference in your own community and your own state and among people you live around. That's really what it was always about from my perspective.
Since you brought it up, talk about the support that you've received over the years from your community.
Well, first of all, you know, I guess I would start that everything that is involved in my, I guess, some type of success to get this award, but really would be a product of my clients who have been good quality clients that have grown and allowed me to succeed in business and to deal with a whole bunch of good employees that have allowed this to happen overall. The community, though, really also taught me a lot of that giving back, you know, that there was a lot of great people that went before me in Sioux Falls that really built the culture of giving back. And, you know, again, the United Way is a perfect example. Sioux Falls, South Dakota has been number two per capita in the United States for as long as I remember, to a certain degree. And when you put that on a per capita, it just shows you the giving back. And so again, you're trained, you know, again, I got my training from the culture of the people that were here, from my dad who was part of that culture. And all I did was say, hey, I believe that those are good things. I want to see that continued. And I would tell you that I want to keep fighting for that, because as the world changes more and we become more internet-based, how do we lose some of this connection? And maybe it isn't sexy to have things. Let's change it all the time. I think the strength of a community and a business is you must continue to change, but you have to keep those strong roots that give you the balance and the stability through good times and bad.
You touched on your involvement in your community. Can you give us some examples of that involvement?
Well, I've had the unique ability or opportunity, I guess, to chair the United Way campaign in 1996. I also was a co-chair of the Great Bear Recreation Park and the vision for Great Bear Recreation Park, the ski hill here out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You know, I've been involved in a lot of our different, you know, fundraising campaigns. I was involved in creating kind of the operating dollars for the Washington Pavilion after the Capitol campaign had been done. Most recently, I was involved from a state basis and was very lucky to be in the position, the right place at the right time to get involved in Gooder State Park. That's been really a passion over the last 5 to 7 years that has taken that many years to bring that to fruition. But again, those to me are impactful projects that make a difference to our kids, to our families, and improves our quality of life and also helps improve our environment. So again, I try to wrap all those things together in various projects that I've been involved with.
Jeff, what kind of things do you like to do when free time happens to pop up in your life?
Well, I'm a wannabe farmer, number one. And when I say that, I have a farm where I have over 1,000 acres of habitat. So I plant all my own food plots. I do all the spraying of my thistle and my weeds. I take care of somewhere over 20, 25,000 trees. And again, all part of nature. And then that leads into, I'm a big outdoorsman and hunter. So, you know, we have family hunts and friend hunts and client hunts of pheasants. We have deer. We you know, again, by taking care of the environment, helping wildlife continue to grow and expand, you know, that and then being able to work on it and kind of get my hands dirty, you know, it's just really what turns me on above helping my community and being with my family, I guess.
There's plenty left to do, Jeff. What kinds of things are on your bucket list, both professionally and privately?
Well, right now, you know, I was also involved in the Sharapa development, kind of drove the Sharapa development, which was the first LEED Gold certified building in South Dakota. Also helped work with the city then to start really the River Greenway project. And so we're really now on the cusp of looking at what we're calling Sharapa 2. So Sioux Falls has been able to finally acquire the railroad switchyard land, which is going to allow us to leverage more construction and building along the riverfront. So we are in negotiations with the city, and we're hoping to really kick off a kind of a three-phase development over the next decade, with phase one being about a $75 million, you know, 10-story dynamic property on the riverfront that's going to just shine this area and really help make Sioux Falls even more of what it is and can become. And then following that up with phases to get the density that the city is looking for. So really that's kind of the project that I look at over the next 5 years for me to take on as I'm slowly kind of, you know, leaving, or, you know, I'm not at retirement, but I'm phasing out in some of the leadership activities at Howalt McDowell. At the same time, I want to continue to help, you know, Gooder State Park continue to grow and expand and make some of its visions become a reality, more of a reality over the next decade. I have three lovely granddaughters right now, and that's a heck of a big focus for me. And I call it a legal love affair with my granddaughters. And so I want to take time and spend time with the family and help, I guess, mentor those young ladies to learn some of the cultural parts of what I learned and trying to give back to our community and advance really the culture of Sioux Falls and South Dakota as being a great place to live.
In the final minute we have, Jeff, what's next in your field of business? As you look into the future, what do you see?
Well, in my field of business is obviously there's dynamic change in our industry, obviously really be driven by the technology innovations. But again, just like I talked about business, as much as things change and you must stay on that, as much as it stays the same. So I hope to mentor my next generation of leaders here at Howalt McDowell, hand it off to people that can continue to have the culture of taking care of our clients, taking care of our community, taking care of our nature. culture and et cetera. So I guess I'm at that stage in life where I'm going to become more of a mentor rather than somebody that has been menteed from people and et cetera. I'll do my best, and so I'm just going to continue to try to give back, but let other people take the lead but help them along the way and hopefully tell them some of the mistakes I've made and some of the things I've done right over the years.
Jeff Scherzlicht was raised in Sioux Falls but left for a short time, but is back running the family business. Congratulations, Jeff, on being inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame next week.
Well, thank you for your time, and thanks for the honor of being elected to the South Dakota Hall of Fame.